Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Star Fam? That was Head Candy, Deeper, the track to Get Down. What is up, Star Fam? Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Friday, October 14th, 2011. And joining me on the show tonight is DL from thevoiceoflife.com. The Voice of Life is all about the journey of self-discovery through something called shamanic voice work, which I am unfamiliar with myself, so we're going to talk to DL a little bit about that later on in the show. First, going to give a couple shout-outs to all the Star Fam out there, the Palladians, Octorians, Andromedians. A shout-out to music and life and nature, and a shout-out to all the other illuminated beings helping us through this transition. You are recognized and you are among us, so a big shout out to you. Updates on the Zen EcoFest for 11-11-11. In this past week, we've had tons of updates and things going on. The Zen1111.com website is up and running with all the updates. We have over a dozen workshops, bands, music singers, DJs, VJs, a mixture of everything, even educational stuff. So make sure to check out Zen1111.com. Tickets are on sale for the next 10 days. We're having reduced sale prices. And after that, at the 21st, they'll be going up. So definitely check out the website. There's also flight information, hotels, everything you need to come down and experience a transformation on a beautiful weekend. So make sure to check out Zen1111.com. And also tonight is premiering the first Evolver Planet Radio. Evolver Planet Radio under Daniel Pinchback and Ken Jordan, Jonathan Phillips. A shout out to all three of those guys. And a shout out to Wendy Owens, who's down in Georgia as we speak right now with Alex Gray and David from Area 51, who is also doing the lights for Zen. Area 51 Presents, doing the lighting and stage. And we're going to try to get Alex a little later on the show tonight. They are at a nightclub, and it's kind of hard to find a quiet place, but Wendy is going to do what she can. If not, we will get an interview with them during the after party or sometime tomorrow and air it next week. So check out EvolverPlanetRadio.com. The website will be up this weekend. Check it out. And, yeah, show support. Facebook, tweet, and get the word out there. Another way to raise consciousness and get the word out that 2012, this shift is here. It's happening. It's all around you. And with that, I'm going to start off the show tonight with a statement from the organizers of Occupy Wall Street. We are a decentralized, nonviolent resistance movement which seeks to restore the rule of law and fight back against the organized criminal class. 0.1% of the population has consolidated wealth in an unprecedented fashion and launched an all-out economic war against 99.9% of the population. We are not affiliated with either wing of the two-party oligarchy. We seek an end to the corruption two-party system by ending the campaign finance and lobbying racket. Above all, we aim to break up the global banking cartel centered at the Federal Reserve, the International Monetary Fund, Bank of International Settlement, and the World Bank. That is the official statement released a couple days ago from the organizers of Occupy Wall Street. Occupy Wall Street, as we've been talking about for 3 weeks now, started on September 17th. It's almost up to a month and going. It was started by Adbusters and Anonymous for their ran a YouTube campaign and some other videos saying that they're going to have a barbecue on Wall Street. So bring your blankets and food and picnic baskets. And now that couple hundred people has turned into tens of thousands, not just in New York, but also all over the world. We talked about how 2 weeks ago in Brooklyn alone, on the Brooklyn Bridge, over 700 people were arrested. 200 were arrested also right after that. In Israel, we had 250,000 people come out. There's over 300 cities we reported on last week that now have Occupy Wall Street in their city. This week, we have heard numbers from 800 to 1,000. I've heard over 1,000 cities worldwide now have an Occupy Wall Street in their city. We talked about last week also how this possibly could be a call for martial law. That has not happened yet. So if you have not gone out to your local Occupy, we do encourage you to go out and stand up for your rights. We're standing up for everything. We talked about who we are. We are unemployed. We are underemployed. We are underpaid people. We are social workers. We are doctors. We are the homeless. We are everybody rising up against corporations, corporate greed. Why is it so important? Because we're ruled by corporations, the banking governments of the world, and that can happen no longer. Those systems are made, their draconian austerity laws are made to cripple societies, to just create a ruling class and have us, the 99%, under them. So that is why it's so important for people to stand up, get involved, and check some of these things out. Activists all over the world are angered by a bittering economic crisis that they blame on politicians, bankers, corporations. And all of them vow to take to the streets worldwide on Saturday, tomorrow, to protest. Now, this is going off in 71 countries, 71 nations worldwide, And that's starting off on October 15th, Saturday, tomorrow, all over the world. So get online, Google, YouTube, whatever you can, find your local Occupy, get up, stand up for your rights. And this is the revolution. This is what we've been talking about. This is what I've been talking about for a long time in the show, since I started the show almost a year now. Or is it over a year now? Close. And it's so good to finally see Americans standing up. It's good. Here's a little joke I read on one of the headlines. 10 years ago, we had Steve Jobs, Bob Hope, and Johnny Cash. Today, we now have no Jobs, no Hope, and no Cash. Thought that was funny. Good one. Another headliner I saw this week, and this one goes over the supporting Occupy Wall Street, the global revolution. This is the level of inflation they intend to unleash will destroy all of your pensions, IRAs, 401ks, and annuities and savings. Learn this secret. If you had money before the banks inflated the currency, the wealth you had was taken from you and given to one of the elite. It had not disappeared. It was taken from you by design. I hope people finally grasp how evil these bankers are. That is where Ben Bernanke has headed basically everybody over the next couple years. It's basically global slavery on every nation. That is why over 71 nations taking part tomorrow in the global resistance of Occupy Your City. Another article, violence breaks out during Occupy Wall Street march towards New York Stock Exchange. Now, last night, Mayor Bloomberg reported he was going to send in the police to clean up the Zuccotti Park down in Wall Street and end the protests. And as of this morning, when they started to go in, police scooters were shaped like a V. They moved toward the protesters in the standoff. One man lost his balance and was run over by a police scooter. And a witness said he was just walking and the cop ran him over, one witness stated. So they called off the cleanup, what they called a cleanup of the park. Although other cities, as such Seattle, and I think another city, I forget the name, has had cops come in and forcefully move people from the parks and arrest people. And you can see these videos all over YouTube. We talk about all the time the different news sources that we use and what we report on here at StarCityEnergyRadio.com. If you go into the news page, you can see all the alternative news sources like WhatReallyHappened.com, What Does It Mean, NaturalNews.com. These are the news sources you should be reading, not the CNN and Foxes and MSNBCs, the propaganda news outlets. They spin the news. If the even news gets through, they spin it. So these things are really happening, going on. These are the things to report. These are the things to spread truth about. Another headliner, Bo Diddley's son arrested for Occupy protests in park named after his father. Not many people plan on getting arrested on purpose, but such was the case with Elias Anthony McDaniel, the 56-year-old son of rhythm and blues legend Bo Diddley, who was cuffed for trespassing in a plaza named after his father, according to an independent Florida newspaper. And this I picked to talk about because this just shows you how ridiculous things are getting. That police are using the rights of hours made at a park, which is a park for the people, and here you go, a famous musician, blues artist, son, for being in a park named after his father, was arrested for peaceful protesting. All of these cities, hundreds of them, all over the world, peaceful. I don't know how long that will last, because if you look at the Occupy Londons and Greece and over there, those guys don't take crap from anybody. You look at the banks, I watched some YouTube videos today, they're throwing paint and doing all this stuff and getting out of hand and really showing the bankers and the police that we, the people, are the ones that rule. And once these masses get big enough, I don't know how long they will stay peaceful, because that's when you have the vigilante little gangs come up and who want the violence. So who knows how long it will last for peaceful, but they have been peaceful up till now, hundreds of cities. And that just goes to show you the energy behind this is pure. It's love, it's light. And this energy, I and others believe, is preparing for the big change that's coming. Don't forget, October 28th is the end of the Mayan calendar. It's coming up. We have a big show that night. Awesome guests. October 28th is coming up. There's a lot of energies coming to the planet now, as everybody knows. We had Comet Elenine coming around. It's still here. And there's a lot of things happening and not happening, which we'll talk about a little later in the show. But back to the protesters. Occupy Wall Street. Bo Diddley's son was arrested in a park that was named after his father for protesting. And this is the stuff that has to stop. Wall Street protests going global with Asia-Pacific rallies. This was an awesome article. I'm glad to see Asia stepping up. It is a communist government. When they step up, they get really cracked down on. Not like the Americans here, when a cop hits someone or sprays someone, they get sued and all over YouTube. That stuff really doesn't happen there because all the cops beat down the protesters. Not like that here yet, but we hopefully it doesn't get to that point. Wall Street protests going global. Protests against widening income disparity are planned across the Asia Pacific tomorrow, as demonstrators, organizers via social media from Tokyo to Sydney join London and the Occupy Wall Street movement and the United States. Egyptians chant Muslims, Christians are one as military viciously attacks protests. This is going on in Egypt, which we've been following since the Egyptian Revolution. Now there are protests, huge protests sparking over again over the military that helped overthrow the protests. They sort of tagged along, I guess, and now helped the protests overthrow the government. Now they don't like the military rule. Unfortunately, that's what happens sometimes in these revolutions, that the people who do take over the parties aren't always the right people or what have you. So my suggestion, that there are no leaders. Everyone is just in a one-person party system where you're on a bartering system. There's no ruling currency. And everyone does what they need to do to contribute to the community as fits see their community that they're living in, as a just a ruling law and a everyone is the same as we all are, as the trees, as the birds, as nature. Everything is the same. Every soul is the same. The mountains have souls. Everything is the same. So that's what I vote. We had a guy in the show back who is Jacques Fresco of the Venus Project, who has an awesome way to get society shifted into a global transformation of a shared environment, shared economy where everyone is equal. And that's an awesome concept. Jacques Fresco, thevenusproject.com. You could check that out. We've had him on the show. And there's ways out there to do it. That's what this show is about. It's spreading awareness and getting the vision out there and manifesting that vision like Jacques and other people have. Because these protests, these energies are not stopping. They're growing as the ones did in Egypt to all other countries. And they're going to continue growing. So, again, Occupy Wall Street, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Check out www.occupythenation.com. Remember, Twitter and Google and other Yahoo service messengers are censoring this stuff. So I've talked to people that have had Facebook they can't get into, or they're having problems with Twitter. And this is what they're trying to do to stop the spreading of it. But it's so important to spread it. So please send out emails. Do what you got to do. This is our time, and it's a great time. So Google, Twitter, be careful. They're censoring things. If you send things out, follow up. Make sure they get to your friends and handle it that way. Some more updates for you on the Fukushima nuclear disaster, which you never, never, ever hear about in the news anymore. It's completely gone off the radar. It is still going on. We have at least three meltdowns. There is huge spikes in Tokyo. Read today in a school district, it was 5.27 millivolts per square, I think, meter, and 3.27 in downtown Tokyo. These are huge readings, not being reported on. Contamination everywhere, contamination fallout is still falling all over Europe, United States, and the rest of the world, with still no major media outlets covering this, one of the worst catastrophes, if not the worst catastrophe ever, with nuclear disasters in the history of mankind. So, again, something to cover. Tell your friends about. Spread the word about. It's not spreading fear. It's called spreading awareness. Spreading awareness to better yourself when it's raining. Try not to go outside. Get in the rain. It could be contaminated. If you see yellow clouds, stay away from them. These are things to look out for, to be aware. Because as we always say, to be aware is to be alive. Update on Libya. We'll talk about Libya. Quite a lot, because we started to talk about Libya right before the invasion of Libya, the false invasion, which they said was the rebels, and they had to stop the protests in Libya, and da da da. Now It has been months and months, over 6 months, over 50,000 civilians killed. Libya is still going on. Why do we talk about it? Because it's a perfect example of how the U.S. just goes in and does what they want whenever they want. Another headline for you in that region, U.S. drone strike kills 78 in Somalia. Why do I talk about this? Because I bet you didn't even know the United States was at war with Somalia. As of now, the U.S. is doing drone strikes in Iraq, Syria, Libya, Somalia, Afghanistan, the Sudan, and soon, possibly, Lebanon and Iran. Drone strikes means war. The wars, multiple wars that we're fighting, most of them are not even talked about or mentioned on the news because, again, they don't want you to know it. But yes, we are at war with six nations over the Middle East. Four of them started new since Obama's taken the office. And now Somalia is the sixth country where the U.S. military is conducting drone strikes, which they don't talk about. But again, this is to talk and go over why it is so important to talk about and spread awareness, because if most of the masses even knew we're at war with six countries right now, killing like NATO 50,000 civilians in Libya, things might end a lot quicker, because that's what's happening, global elite. Listen to what we're saying. It's over. It's over. And it's a global rise. 71 nations worldwide taking part tomorrow. Occupy the world. Check it out. Moving on to some Earth changes. Earth changes, the end of the Mayan calendar, which we talked about, coming up the 28th, 2 weeks from today. What will happen? Nothing, maybe. The blue star Kachina, the red star Kachina, Comet Elenian, who knows? There's been tons of predictions. Nothing's happened. There's been a few predictions that things have happened. We talked about the 11th was a big alignment. The 11th came and went this week. Nothing crazy happened too much. So the earth changes have been relatively quiet since last week. There's been a couple 6.0 earthquakes around the world. Nothing too crazy to report on this week. The earth changes are happening, though, around the clock. So be aware of that. Some more news to go into before we get to our interview with DL. This news is just another red flag that the current state of economy and current state of what we're living here in the United States is soon to be over in terms of this current monetary system is going to fall and must collapse. And this headliner sort of puts the writing on the wall. It reads, foreigners dump $74 billion in treasury bills in six consecutive weeks, the biggest sequential outflow in history. Over the weekend, we observed the perplexing sell of $56 billion in U.S. treasuries, courtesy of weekly disclosure on the Fed's custodial accounts. This is big. This is big. When you see world investors dumping $74 billion worth of treasury, that's a red flag that the economic collapse is soon around the corner. Red flag, pay attention. Another headliner that sort of caught my eye, as a lot do, and this one goes into how people think we're free in this country. We are not. We talk about how they put fluoride in our water to dumb down the pineal gland, to dumb us out. It destroys our DNA, destroys our organs. Chemtrails, don't forget the chemtrails. What are they, spraying.org, aircraft.org. Chemtrails in the sky, GMOs in the food. HARP signals, weather manipulation, and on top of that, we now have movie cameras on every public transportation in the country, buses, doing facial recognition, which was part of the Homeland Security program. We have forced vaccinations already going down door to door in California. From middle school to high school, they're not allowed in certain counties to come to school unless you have your certain vaccination, and if you don't have it, they're now sending nurses door to door. What is going on? And then this headliner reads, police device used to steal your cell phone data during traffic stop. You may have heard about the Cellebrite cell phone extraction device, or the UFED, in the news lately. It gives law enforcement officials the ability to access all the information on your cell phone within a few short minutes. Awesome. So now when they pull you over, they activate the device. They can read all your text messages, your phone books, what's going on, who you're making phone calls to, download your information without your consent, as everything else that they're doing, and stealing information and using it possibly against you. How does that sound for America the Free? Not pretty cool. One last article before we go. This one is Middle East Riddle, Strange Stone Structures Caught on Camera. This is an awesome article. It refers to the Nazca Lines down in South America. These stretch from Syria to Saudi Arabia. They can be seen from the air but not the ground and are virtually unknown to the public. They're the Middle East's own version of the Nazca Lines, ancient geoglyphs or drawings that span deserts in southern Peru. And now, thanks to new satellite mapping technology, is an aerial photography program in Jordan, and researchers have discovered more than 1,000 of these structures. Referred to by archaeologists as wheels, these stone structures have a wide variety of designs, with a common one being a circle with spokes radiating inside. Researchers believe that they date back to antiquity, at least 2,000 years ago. They are often found on lava fields and range from 82 feet to 230 feet across. And there's a bunch of pictures of the things in the gallery. I'll post this up on the website, as always, so you can see the article. Which, side note, I am a few weeks behind on the news articles. I apologize for that, but we'll get them up as quickly as possible. So in Jordan alone, we've got stone-built structures that are far more numerous than the Nazca Lines, far more extensive, and that cover a far, far greater area, and they seem to be far older. These include kite stone structures, funneling, and pendant structures. These run against walls and also form burials. These mysterious structures that meander across the landscape for up to several hundred feet and have no apparent practical use. So they're finding these thousands of them all over the Middle East from satellite imagery. Another article to show you that, psst, we're not alone. We never have been alone. There have been our star family here all along, and it's finally glad to see more and more articles in the news all the time pointing to the red flags all over the planet, tens of thousands of them, that our star family, brothers and sisters, have been here for a long, long time on this planet. They've been here for millions of years before us. They'll be here for millions of years after us. And another awesome article to show that. With that, I'm going to play another track from the album Deeper from Head Candy, and we'll talk to DL right after this. We'll be right back. And welcome back. You're tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And now joining us on the show is DL Ciesco from thevoiceoflife.com. And as I mentioned earlier, The Voice of Life is all about the journey of self-discovery through shamanic voice work. And joining us is DL. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Great. So first, let's start off by, I guess, telling our listeners, when was your first awakening towards spirituality? When did you notice you had certain abilities? When was your, like, real awakening when you realized things were not the way we were brought up?
I think I've had more than one, actually, and continue to have them.
Yeah.
You know, I get a lot of information through dreams, and I remember having a dream right about the time that I entered on my, you know, really seriously on my healing journey. And in this dream, this native American-looking being was walking in front of my car, and all of a sudden he took off and turned into this purple eagle that flew. And I heard a voice say that there are people who can fly because they think they can. And when I woke from that dream, it was just it was a very shifting dream. And it, for one thing, the person, the Native American who was in the dream, turned out to be a teacher that I met years later.
Wow.
And the whole idea of, you know, our beliefs create our reality and what we think we're capable of, you know, if we limit ourselves with those thoughts, then that limits our ability to do. I have always believed in my ability to fly from a very young age, and what I have found is that the voice is my tool for flying. And I want to give other people that experience of using their own voice to just feel ultimately free.
And it's amazing that at such a young age, just by having a dream like that, you were able to sort of have your conscience raised and be able to understand that, because a lot of people, from what we're told, we have these experiences and see ghosts and things like that, and society tells us that that's not true, and you're talking to your imaginary friends and things like that. A lot of people have been shunned, and it's important for people to exercise that, what you said, their thoughts can make them fly. That's truth. That's reality. And that's what's so great about the changing paradigm now and what's happening. And using shamanic voice work, how does that help raise your vibration and consciousness?
Oh, it's really magical work. You know, what I think it does is, from the inside out, the sound, you know, using your own voice, what it does is it helps break up the density of your own being. So it can break up the density of heavy thoughts and heavy emotions and all the you know, even the density of what I consider to be our shared dream of this world, the third dimension. The vibration of sound, and particularly the voice, creates a lot of holes in our being so that we become more porous and more receptive to light. And the whole idea on this, you know, for me, on this journey and this path, is to always be increasing my light quotient so that I vibrate quicker and quicker and I become more and more refined, you know, and operate in higher and higher frequencies. It's not an easy thing to do. And I'm speaking in a particular language here of frequency and sound. I could also change the language and say that it's all about, you know, being able to live from a heart-centered space, being able to choose, you know, to always go with what most resonates with your authenticity and truth. despite fear and despite judgment and anything else that might get in the way.
Yeah, and like what you talked about with you having the dream at an early age and knowing that, like most people that would even tell that story or talk about the voice, you know, raising vibrations and just even talking like that, most people don't even understand what that is or what that can do and how beneficial that can be just for one's own health by toning and using that. And how does the sound healing actually work? Like when you do the shamanic tone, like how does it actually heal you?
You know, it works on everybody in a different way. I work with the breath. I work with the chakra system. And I don't necessarily have to do that. I mean, if somebody comes to me and they've never heard of a chakra, I don't necessarily have to take that approach. But it's all about, you know, really meditatively going into the body, tuning into subtle clues from the body, paying attention to how different sounds resonate in different areas of the body, and then just paying attention and honoring what's happening and making adjustments, you know, as you go through the process. And what happens is that my clients tend to, in their realm of, well, I'll give you an example of a woman who came to me and we were doing a session and she said all of a sudden that she just felt like she had a mouthful of marbles. And we worked with that idea and I helped her sound, you know, through that experience. Not, we didn't actually put marbles in her mouth or anything, but that whole sensation, we worked through that and we're using sounding with that until she finally started spitting them out. And wow. Her voice quality changed, you know, and her just her whole manner and feeling changed just from that experience of feeling what was real for her, the blockage, and working through that.
So it's like actually using toning your energy to exert to get problems out of you in your field. You could use toning for to sort of self-healing yourself.
Absolutely, yes.
And what exactly is I saw on your website a service you do is sound healing transmissions. What exactly is that?
Well, that is tuning in, you know, from I work as a professional vocalist also. So what I do is if someone has a particular issue that they're working with, for instance, maybe finances or a health issue, I will tune in to their various multidimensional fields. And what I will do is pull from the information that is light, because light carries information, and I'll use that information to basically improvise a melody for the benefit of their healing. So it's about, you know, taking down, well, opening up and receiving different frequencies and tones to help them shift whatever's going on within their field that has them stuck in that particular area.
Got it. And talking about your music and what you do, I know you also do multidimensional music. Tell the listeners, how would you explain multidimensional music to them?
Okay, well, I'd like to back up a second and talk about like the first gong experience I ever had. I was on a retreat in Ghost Ranch with Mitch Nur, who he has Nine Ways, which is a sacred sound shamanic school, and he gave us a gong bath, and I think it was like maybe the second or third night in, and it was right before bedtime.
What's that?
And after that gong session, I was so transformed, and I remember I went to bed that night, and I was literally vibrating the whole night, lucid dreaming. The very next day, I would continue to just vibrate. I knew something powerful had happened to transform me. Now, today, I'm not as... the gongs don't necessarily impact me the same way that they did because I've just gotten to a point where I guess I've kind of grown accustomed to certain frequencies. And so, like, the Tibetan bowls and gongs and other things like that, they don't give me the same boost, I guess, that I used to get from them. They can still be really powerful, don't get me wrong there. But what I find is that with the multidimensional music, it's created for DNA activation. I find because it's so different and it's constantly, it's multi, the whole meaning behind it being multidimensional, there are layers upon layers of information within the music. And so even if I listen to it and grew accustomed to one level, what I find is that as I continue to listen to it and work with it, the music evolves with me.
Mm.
And that's something very precious to me because, of course, that's what we all want. We want to keep evolving. And I find that visionary musics, their compositions help me do that. I never get accustomed to them or, feel like I'm complete with them. There's always something else there pushing me up and forward.
Wow, got it. And with Ewing Sound, I know you did a event recently a few weeks ago, the Fall Equinox. And how would you explain how you tied in the sound to the Fall Equinox and bringing in those energies? Because I know you guys did a very variety of different things, toning and sound and crystal bowls. So how do you tie in that to the Fall Equinox, why it's important with the energies? How does it all tie in together?
Okay, yeah, it was a fantastic ceremony, and I was working with Richard and Beloved to do that. And when we come together like that, the energies really support our growth and our heart opening. And that was very much what the equinox was about, first of all, coming together to celebrate and to harvest, the seeds that we planted and that had grown through the year, and to share our bounty, and also to prepare for the change of seasons and going inward. I think that everyone received a gift from the different levels of music. I mean, what Richard does is absolutely amazing, as you know.
Yeah.
And Beloved, just the way that she holds space and her playing is just beautiful, angelic. And then we did some toning as well. And what I noticed was that the light quotient in the room just continued to grow and grow as we went through the event. And literally I could see, it was like things started to get brighter, almost like, if you like washed out a photograph with really bright light, it was kind of like that. Everything was just kind of whitewashed, super bright. And I consider that a great thing and a good sign when that happens.
Hmm. Now, the 2012 shift, which you just briefly mentioned, the changes that are happening, the seasons that are changing, it's a lot more than that. It's used huge waves of energies that are hitting the Earth. What exactly, how would you explain, I would say, the 2012 shift of consciousness? What do you think is happening? How would you explain that to people?
Well, from my perspective and being involved with sound, I think that the future holds for us a much more refined energy, and I think that our communication is going to change, that it's going to become much more open and more musical. And that's why I think that sound, that the more and more people that become aware of what's available through sound and voice, the better they'll be prepared for that future. Go ahead.
And I was just going to say, and with that, we have another big date coming up, which is October 28th, the end of the Mayan calendar. Do you have any insight on that, or what are you feeling towards that? It's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah. You know, I don't really know. I do believe that there are periods of time collectively where we have an opportunity to break open. And so I, for myself, I see that as just another opportunity to break open. And when I say break open, I mean let go of my sense of identity, my sense of what I think is important or not important, to let go of any ideas I have of control or needing to change myself or the world, and really letting go and opening up, to let it happen, to let life inform me, and to open myself into service in that way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I think, one of the hardest things to do is, I talk about this a lot, is walking that balance, because living the spiritual path or spiritual way is, like you said earlier, it's not easy. You have to walk such a, I find, a much tighter line than I did when I was in 3D. Walking this way is more of a, you got to watch what you think, what you project, what you say, other people's energies. It sometimes could be a lot more, harder to maintain, to walk that balance, especially with all these energies happening. It's one day you feel up, one day you feel down. There's all sorts of, things happening, to stress people out, and a lot of fear-based things going on. So it's very, very, exciting times. It's nothing to be in fear of. And I think that's one of the things that people don't talk about enough is, this change has to happen because the current system is not correct and we can't keep living this way and surviving this way. And I think that's also part of the shift. And a big event that's coming up is the 11-11-11 event, which you're also doing an event at the Light Center. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a cyber shamanic dance wave, and it's a specially crafted composition by Visionary Music for the 11-11-11 energies. And the whole idea is to use the body and the sound, the music, to dance through the portals that are opening. When we get out of our heads and into our physical being, it's just so much easier to accept some of the changes and shifts. When we can move our bodies, and just follow the inner impulse, it's very opening and freeing.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that we have on the website now is The Electronic Awakening, which is a new movie, a documentary that came out, and that just talks about the dancing, how powerful the energy is, and it's a form of meditative. I mean, I find it when I dance, I find that when I try to meditate and lay down on a yoga mat and try to meditate, I can't nearly get as close as I can if I'm just dancing and being myself to some music. I find that that's meditative for me, and I connect to source a lot easier and more simpler that way than just trying to meditate and laying down. That's for me, and I know a lot of people my age and our generation feel that same way, and that's part of the emergence, I believe, is merging these energies together with sound, music, and that's part of hear the colors and see the music. That's what I think the shift is about and what's happening. And your website, what's your website, thevoiceoflife.com. Tell us about what we could find on your website.
Okay, well, I've got some MP3s there for people who want to learn about vocal toning and like to try some exercises. So those are available to folks on the vocal toning page. I also list some information about my different services and have some CDs available, and let's see, and then I've got a Toning for Peace site, and I'd like, can I talk about that a little bit and tell people
sure,
what that is?
Sure.
Okay, so I started Toning for Peace about 3 years ago at the Light Center, and this is in Black Mountain, and it was just the idea of getting a group of people together who just spent an hour and a half or so toning and doing nothing but toning. And And I started to get other teachers involved in the area, so now it's facilitated by a lot of different people. And we meet every second and fourth Sunday out there at the Light Center at 1 o'clock. And it's really incredible because, you know, that space, it's the acoustics there are incredible, and it just magnifies the voice. The whole idea being, first of all, to tone with a group, we start to individuate our own voice, but we also get to understand that we have a collective voice. So there's the individual and the whole happening at once. And it's really given me an understanding of what oneness is. And then the power of the tones that are created are like creating this living being. It just pulls in energies from just so many different realms I can't even describe sometimes. The energy just gets really powerful. It gets us out of our, and this goes back to what you were saying about, you know, music and dance being so important. They get us out of our left brain. You know, it's all right-brained and balanced brain work, and that's just really important if we want to meditate well and not have it be a mental thing.
Absolutely. And with that, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And again, your main website is thevoiceoflife.com. And do you have another website for the Toning for Peace?
No, there's just a page on the website for Toning for Peace.
Gotcha. Okay. And DL, thank you so much for coming on the show. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon.
Well, I look forward to that. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great night. And with that, I'm going to play one more track off the album Deeper from Head Candy.
I'll make everything all right. I'll make everything all right.
And welcome back. That was another track from the album Deeper from the label Head Candy. Awesome, awesome label. Check it out. It's good house, lounge music. They got tons of albums. And that was an awesome interview with DL again for thevoiceoflife.com. Thank you again for coming on the show. And with that, coming on next week, we have Michael Mills and CC Calloway, Drums No Guns Foundation. It's drumsnoguns.org is the website, and they're also going to be performing and involved with the Zen 1111 Eco Festival going on for 1111. And October 28th, I have Susan Carroll coming on for multidimensions.com. It's an awesome website, so check that out as well. And as always, a shout out to my boy Simeon Chiron Metronome, and that's the Cosmic NexusOnline.com. I mean, CosmicNexus.org, I'm sorry, and CosmicConsciousnessOnline.com. And a shout-out to Simeon, as always. And with that, a good night to all the Star Fam out there. This is the time. Spread light, spread love. These are the days that the change is among us. Occupy Wall Street is taking the globe. So continue to feed that energy with light and love and positive thoughts and positive energy, and keep it peaceful. With that, I'm going to play one last song. This song is called Pixels from the album Deeper.
Very soon, the world will be completely twisted. But there was no going back. We would have to write.